Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off.
Watch out now.
Yeah.
Welcome to Wrestling X Factor for April the 8th, 2015. Your host with the most, Wayne Benitez. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest on here, right out of the South Bronx. She made a name for herself in the business. One of the future female women wrestlers that's going to blow up. Give it up for Jade.
Hi, guys. Hi, everyone. I was wondering about that music. I felt like I was having a J-Lo moment. South Bronx
yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
How are you? Thank you for having me on.
Yeah. Doing good. Can't complain. Just another day. And you've been so far making a name for yourself at House of Glory, definitely.
Yes, that's where I'm working at. That's where I'm training at right now, with Amazing Red and Brian Excel. So, yeah, that's my home.
Right, they definitely good people and definitely good workers that have been definitely know the ins and outs of this business. And tell me, were you a wrestling fan growing up?
Yes, I was. From a very little girl, I grew up watching wrestling, and as I did, I was able to watch some of the female wrestlers, some of the male wrestlers, and I just said, that's what I want to do. I want to be a wrestler. I want to have the same platform to change people's lives, and this is how I'm going to do it.
No doubt. And who did you idolize in the business while growing up?
So I was very much or idolized Ivory, Molly Holly, Jackie, Alondra Blaze. Later on, let me not forget Jazz or Trish Stratus, Lita. I grew up as a younger girl just watching the Ivories and the Molly Hollies and the Jackies, and as I got older, then became the Trishes and the Litas. But yeah, Luna Vachon. Do I give away? Yeah, that makes me feel like I'm a little bit older.
I don't want to say that. That's who I watched.
As far as females, that's who I watched growing up. Those are the tough cookies, and that's what I want to represent going into this business. So that's who I idolize.
True. And what got your interest in training at House of Glory?
What had my interest? I met someone who trained at a different wrestling school, and I trained there for maybe a week or so, and he said, you need to go to House of Glory. You don't need to spend any more time here. I'm going to take you to House of Glory. And he took me there, and I fit right in. And I never left, never turned back, and it's the best decision I've ever made. So thank you.
Definitely. I would say one of the best schools in the Northeast is House of Glory.
And I would agree with you 100%.
Right. Also, do you have any athletic background before training?
Yes. Growing up, my father owns his own martial arts school, so I was literally doing martial arts from inside the carriage. He had me on the dojo floor sitting there since I was 6 months old. I started training when I was 3 years old, and so I did martial arts my entire life. And I played basketball, soccer, softball, swim team. Anything my parents could keep me or put me in, I was in it. So absolutely, yes, I did.
Definitely. Yeah, before the you never know, you might see Ronda Rousey in person right there.
And I am just going to shake her hand and let her know that she was the bomb. I don't want no problems.
Definitely, yeah. She's a she have a killer instinct.
Mm-hmm. And I might just ask her to train.
Right. And definitely the Knicks definitely need a they need any help they need right now.
So the Knicks?
Yeah.
Yes. I guess. We won't talk about the Knicks because it's going to make me a little bit depressed.
Yeah, it's depressing, yeah. you can even ask Spike Lee.
Well, you know what? All we can do is hope for things to change, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, as long as you got the New York Yankees season started, I still have high hopes that they'll turn it around.
Yes, opening season was yesterday, and opening day was yesterday for the Yankees. So I like baseball. Since you brought up baseball, it's just too long. So I kind of, you know, just wait for the highlights on ESPN. Truthfully.
Right. I'll be up if I'm at the game. Or if it's postseason right there, I'll definitely be right there.
Even then, it's too long. I have to just watch it on ESPN. But I can watch a football game and a basketball game with no problem.
Right. Yeah, they definitely trying to make improvements for the speed up the pitching also.
Mhm.
And I don't know how that's gonna change things. I still have confidence that A-Rod gonna turn around and could be the could be the player comeback award this year recipient.
I hope so. I like A-Rod. Everyone goes through, and this is just me going based off of conversations or reading stuff on, everybody goes through their own stuff and they hit a certain point and they bounce back. So I'm hoping that true or untrue, he just continues to do what he's doing because he's good. I can't take anything away from him and no one else can either. So everything is all talks. And I'm not all about everyone else talking about what the next person does. He's A-Rod.
Right.
Everybody knows who he is.
Yeah. It's like they need to show some love to the Dominicans. It seems like they getting the baseball, trying to put them as the poster boys. All of them, Manny and all of them. Yeah, I guess maybe the Yankees will have I wish they can have pick up Manny Ramirez.
I hope so.
Exactly right there. Definitely. He will get one more, you know, I think he has it in him for two more seasons. Because it took him a while to recover from all of these, you know, the baseball tests and stuff. But the only thing in baseball, they don't have no rehab for players that they can actually be, they won't have to do it anymore of this HGH or any performance. That's what they need, a rehab. That's not, I still don't say that they should be suspended for a second chance if they're not getting the help.
I think, I don't really have, everyone is grown. So if you know it's right or wrong, if you're not capable of doing whatever it is that you are supposed to do at your job 100% the right way, then don't do it. It's an integrity thing, and I'm all about integrity. So if you need help, you ask for help, and help will be given to you. You don't do and then ask for help and expect for the help to be there later on. So if you want to be the best and you want people to look at you a certain kind of way, you have to keep a certain amount of integrity with who you are, because if we're talking about baseball, then they know that, you know, people look up to them and they have a certain expectation of the players on the field. So if you are not at your 100% that you feel that you need to take a drug or anything like that, then you don't need to be on the field. You may need to take a step back and look at yourself and see where you need to make the improvements. But cheating is not the way to go.
Exactly. And on to House of Glory, what's your thoughts of being trained by the Amazing Red and Brian Axel as your mentors also?
I love Amazing Red. Amazing Red Amazing Red is our trainer. He takes that one step further. So he trains us, he keeps us safe, he makes sure we're healthy, he gives it to us straight. So if we look like crap, we look like crap, he's letting us know, and then we're going to fix it. And then there's the other part of Amazing Red and being in House of Glory, which is a family environment, because we train together. If something's not right, you know, our seniors need to let, you know, the rookies, if you will, you know, this is not what you need to be doing, this is how you need to do it, or if you're not looking a certain kind of way, the expectation is that we're letting each other know, you know, you need to do this better or you need to not do this. And Amazing Red gives it to us straight, and he expects the same in return. So being there, it's a friendly family environment. If we ever need to talk, he's, you know, he's he takes being a trainer one step further, and I love and appreciate him for that. Brian Excel is the businessman. He handles the business aspect of House of Glory, and he also gives it to you straight. And being they're like a perfect match, and I appreciate them for so many things they've done, whether it's just training or personal, and I couldn't have been taken to a better place and fit right in.
Right. Definitely, definitely an honor and blessing, and these guys are actually good performers, and I still remember they started the business when they were kids.
Yeah.
And they know how it things are from day one to now.
Yeah, that's one of the things that Amazing Red always makes known. He's been in the business. He knows. His whole thing is for us to trust him to be able to get us to where we need or want to be. He wants to be a part of all of our dreams and wants to make sure that, you know, we get to where we want to get to. And for some people, you can walk into a school and it could be about paying me my money and you come or you don't come or whatnot. And if you don't come, that's on you. But we don't have that. If you're not there, he wants to know why we're not there. Like, you know, we're there in practice every other day. So if you miss one day, he knows we're not there. And we'll get that message like, are you okay? So to have trainers that do care, whether you're at practice or wanting to see you succeed at what you do, it's a blessing and an honor, as you said when you first started the statement that you made. And so I agree 100% with that, because it is, at the end of the day, House of Glory could just be a business. They could just want to take our money and we can practice and it just be that. But it's not that. It's way more than that, and I have a family there, and I love it there. So, yes, a blessing and an honor.
Oh, definitely. And what's your memories of working with current TNA Knockout Angelita Love?
My memories, it's not really a memory because I have it still, like, right here. I remember it like if it was yesterday. So I was at practice, right, and, you know, Brian had mentioned that they would be going to Canada, and, you know, he let me know that he would like me to come. And so I'm just like, okay, I was just down for the ride. I was just down for just taking the road trip and just being able to know what would happen day in and day out once I make, you know, begin my career, begin my journey, begin my wrestling, you know, from state to state, from country to country, whatever it is. So I'm just like, I'm down. I want to be able to hang out with you guys outside of the school and see what, you know, what my new business is going to be like. And when we get there, I find out that, or on our way there, I find out that Angelina Love will be there and I will be wrestling her. So for me, it was a blessing and an honor to know that Amazing Red and Brian both trusted me enough to represent the Hog brand, and Angelina would have allowed me to wrestle her, being that that was my debut match in Canada and for House of Glory. So it was super awesome, and I thank you guys very much for that experience. And she's great, by the way. Angelina Love is awesome.
Yeah, she's definitely awesome, and she definitely I definitely like her heel character in Impact Wrestling.
Yes. In Canada, though, she was we were in her hometown, so I was the heel, and she was the face. She was home, and at the time, I tagged with Brian Excel, and we faced Angelina and Psycho Mike was his name, and she was in her hometown. She was the face, and I was the heel. So we got to reverse roles on that, and it was a great experience.
Definitely one of those experience as a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely House of Glory, besides a wrestling school, is definitely a good also wrestling promotion also.
Yes, I would agree.
They definitely had, yep.
You're not going to get any complaints had, over here.
Right. They definitely have so many legends of the business, and even from major companies coming in, even to work with y'all on the shows or any of every month. It's just amazing to get more experience from these guys like Shane Strickland or even like PJ Black that's coming in, or AJ Styles.
Yes. For me, being a student at House of Glory and being able to have all of these things accessible, to be able to have these people come in and just be able to perform in front of you. These are people that have been in the business for years. So it's, one, a great promotion that we have that, and then, two, we as students of House of Glory, we also appreciate these things because we get to grow with the brands. We get to experience these people and, you know, get input on the business and get feedback for when we have our student shows or when we have our main shows, which we have coming up April 24th, which is our student show. And then we have High Intensity 4 coming up May 29th also. And being able to have these people come in and, you know, just watch them and see what they move, how they move, and just have them give us our feedback is an awesome experience. Not everyone gets that. Not everyone has that. And Amazing Red and Brian Excel make that possible for us and for the fans.
Right, definitely. And it seemed like the scenery, when I seen a couple of their shows, the new scenery, it looked just way a lot of top-notch professional, down to lighting and everything. It looked amazing, top
yes.
to bottom, and even definitely the rings also, definitely.
Yeah, Brian Excel and Amazing Red always make it known, like, and with the students that started House of Glory with them or started in the beginning, I came later on, so, like, when we are in training and Brian Excel gives us his speeches about, you know, his dreams and where he wants to take House of Glory and where he started to where he is now, you have to respect anyone that has those dreams or those goals. He's always 10 steps ahead of where it is that he wants to be. So for us to be able to perform in our arena right now, it has changed because they went from a boxing a little boxing gym, and then now they're here. And this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning to way more to come for House of Glory, Brian Excel, Amazing Bread, and all of the students at House of Glory.
They definitely growing, and even with attendance, I've seen the place was packed.
Yeah, we've had like a few obstacles, and not even, because at the end of the day, we still drew in a crowd. We've had our events be on the same days as the WWE events, and for us, it's just like, you know, as for Brian Excel and Amazing Red, it's like, are we going to be able to draw in these crowds? And these are both men of faith, and they just said, you know what, we're going to pack house. And that's exactly what happened. And when you have two people that are determined and know exactly what's going to happen and how it's going to happen, and they foresee things, even when obstacles may be in front of them, it's just like, we're going to win regardless. And that's exactly what happens. We, the students and House of Glory, we pack house. And it's a great feeling for everyone. You know, hard work pays off, and
definitely, it's called paying dues in this business.
Yes.
And do you watch the current product of WWE, TNA, Lucha Underground, or Ring of Honor?
I do. I do watch it. I don't watch it on the specific days that it's on. I am a busy woman, so if I'm not training or wrestling or in the gym or working, I do have a son, so I try to fit in time to be able to study and enjoy the entertainment part of it. But yes, I do. The answer is yes, but not as frequently or on the specific days that they come out. So I might have to YouTube some matches or go back into the network and, you know, go back on specific days to be able to watch the matches over or see what's happening.
All right, definitely. Definitely women wrestling has been taking off for the last 5 years in this business. It's just been going from leaps and bounds all over the indies and major companies.
Isn't that exciting? I'm so excited.
Definitely. I'm just waiting if WWE will finally have their women to change their name to women wrestlers, the women's title, instead of the Divas. It can bring credibility back, take the women's division seriously.
I agree and then I disagree. I think that whether it's a women's championship or a Divas championship, it's just about the product that you put out. And these women work hard. So, you know, I'm gonna be okay with a women's championship or a Divas championship because my work is going to show that I deserve either one. So
right.
I do appreciate when back in the day when it was Ivory, Jackie, and Molly Holly, and you know, Trish Stratus, then you had the women's championship. And I know what you're saying when, you know, you take a women's championship and then you turn it into the Divas championship, and it just makes the females wrestling division look a little bit weaker. But I don't think so. I think that if we look into what's happening versus the names of the titles of the belts, which do matter, but these women work hard, and these are their dreams. And if, for me, going into the WWE, if they had a women's championship, or if I came in there and there was still a Divas championship, I'm going to wave that Divas championship so high because I accomplished every single dream possible at that moment. And work does that.
Right. Definitely. Even at NXT, they have the women's title there, but they give their women more opportunities to work longer also.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
It's actually amazing how ones like Sasha Banks, they used to come from Boston, is now in WWE NXT as a the women's NXT title holder.
she's definitely amazing, and she and even tells a story in the ring when she's working also.
Mm-hmm. I think all these women are amazing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Right, they definitely are. Even the fellas, they have improved also.
Yeah, I agree. I'm super excited for when the NXT women hopefully get to move up in the rankings and make it into the WWE. You see, I definitely love watching NXT female wrestling. The wrestling that's going on right now there reminds me of when I was younger and watched, you know, Jackie, Molly Holly, Ivory, Lita, Jazz. Those women were so tough and gritty, and like they made women being tough so cool. Like you just wanted to be just like them. And Sasha Banks and Charlotte and Bailey, they're doing the same exact thing in NXT. And I think for women who are wrestling right now, I hope we're all a little excited. I know I am. I can't speak really for anyone else, but I'm super excited to know that strong women are in the ring right now, and not to take anything away from anyone else, but they're kicking ass. Can I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can say it.
They're kicking.
This is an uncensored show. Uncensored show.
Yes, well, the girls in the NXT are kicking ass. I'm going to stay with that. They're doing a great, great job in the ring, and it's really cool to just be able to watch and know that even in the indies, there's women kicking major ass in the indies that I love to watch and study and just keep knowing or progressing in the art that I'm working on right now. So, and yes, Nikki Bella's improving. I appreciate them and I respect them. To be able to see where people started and where they are now, the growth, you can't take anything away from them.
Right. Definitely. And there's also even top indie ones out there like Sadie Martinez, Marty Bell, or even Melissa Anderson.
Mhm. Yep. Those are all tough women, and I can respect them. And I am just I'm on a mission to get to those women that are gonna bring out the better competition, or not even the better. It's just that I want to be able to grow. And in order for you to grow, you need to beat the best, and then know that someone else is coming to take you out and be prepared for that. I'm looking forward to that progression.
Right, definitely. They definitely, they might make a trip out there to House of Glory in the future.
Yeah, well, hopefully Brian and Amazing Red can make that happen, and I'll be ready.
Yeah. And that's another one also with an athletic background, Mercedes Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely played in college basketball.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
She's I think she was somewhere in Connecticut. I don't think it was UConn. I think it was some other college basketball school in Connecticut.
Mhm. That's pretty cool. I didn't know that, but I do know that she is a really good in-ring wrestler. I appreciate her characters, and I love to watch her.
Definitely.
go out there and give 150%. I even see one of her longest matches she had was Alexis at WSU. That was like the that was the longest women match in history, about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, I thought it was like 170 minutes or something like that, or 27 minutes.
Yeah, it was definitely, they were still going. They continued selling even when he was sweating and sweating and stuff. Even with the was trying to cool off with the water bottles and still continue. They was using that as a weapon on and off also.
Yeah.
It was like I was just amazed and of their work of her work right there. And she basically got Women Wrestler of the Year and PWI during that time also. And I think that she can be in any major promotion out there.
I agree.
Definitely.
Women's wrestling is, it's changing, and I think people are noticing that. I think there's a vision for what people would like women wrestling to be, and I think we're getting back to that. So I'm really excited for what's to come, and I want to make sure that I'm a part of the change that's coming. So, working my way through the indies and hopefully making it to the major promotions. Those are my goals. Those are my dreams. And I want to be a part of the change that's going to come in women's wrestling. It is not even so much a change because it's already been happening, but I don't think it's been appreciated the way that it should be appreciated. So people are taking notice. And I think that we're getting back to what the fans would like to see in women's wrestling in the major promotions that maybe they'd people will appreciate female wrestling more, I believe now. NXT is in the right place at the right time, and I'm training in the right place at the right time. So all these strong women in the ring, you know, kicking ass and doing what they need to do, I'm really excited for everyone overall, because things are going to change and the competition is going to get fierce. At the end of the day, this is a competition for everyone's dreams to come true, and we're all players, so we got to get to work.
Right, definitely going to take off. Right now, NXT is doing house shows. They've been selling out house shows.
Yeah.
Going to Ohio and even at WrestleMania weekend in San Jose, a sellout, and it was crazy to everyone how much everyone showed their respect and been following it along with their characters and everything, and even Vince finally sit through an NXT show and definitely liked it. But the negative part was he didn't like the NXT better than WWE chants. And definitely Triple H, Paul Levesque, is doing a very excellent job with the promotion, even bringing women off the indie to work with their students, and also even setting up for TV matches for NXT. They usually on there like Leva Bates.
Yep.
And he's working hard. He wants to see women more time on Raw. He want to see at least maybe two women matches on Raw and trying to push the women's division more from his father-in-law Vince, and he's doing the best he can to try to make that happen.
Well, I agree. We work hard as females and as wrestlers. I don't want to put as females because then we categorize, and we're wrestlers, and we go in the ring and we do the same exact, we run the same drills as the guys, and maybe it's because we're not as big or whatnot. But at the end of the day, I train as hard as the boys do or the men do at my wrestling school, so. Yeah, two matches on Raw would be great. I would love to see that.
Definitely. That's been happening kind of sort of like last year on Raw. It seemed like they had a regular women's match, and then the other one they did the Diva, Total Diva storyline also with the Bellas facing off also with Stephanie. They've been doing that like 2 or 3 weeks in a row from last year, and we could see it possibly in 2015 this year.
I'm hoping so. I guess it might just be I can't speak for the WWE, but it might be like a trust issue with the females division. And I just want, I'm with the Give Divas a Chance movement. I'm with it. I'm all for it. We work hard. Even, a lot of people want to give the Bellas or the other women in the WWE a hard time because they might have been models that were trained or whatnot. But they're in there and they're taking the same bumps as the women in the indies. They're working. So can't take anything away from them, and they work just as hard as probably we do, or if not even more harder than we do, because they have access to different things than some of us do. And so I'm all for women's wrestling. Obviously, I'm a female wrestler, and I just want, to be able to be looked at and know that it's not all about the boys. We kick ass.
True.
Yes.
Definitely, and I think we could be seeing Ronda Rousey more and more making appearances in WWE, and it just been rumors of her coming back for possibly a match with Stephanie.
I'm all for that, too. I'm all for women empowerment. So anything that has to do with women kicking butt, I'm with it. So if it's Ronda Rousey kicking Stephanie McMahon's ass, let's do it, or reverse. But I'm all for the women's movement.
Right.
Women empowerment. We're strong, smart, powerful.
Right. Because it took Dana White a while to finally get adjusted to the women's MMA, and it paid off for him so far. He got two different women's divisions in MMA.
Yeah.
And I think Vince can see this coming from Ronda Rousey, that it's time for him to give his women a chance of that. He might give it. I think he will give it trials also for longer matches.
Yeah. It's just once the issue there is that once he gives the delivery has to be there too, so that the point that everyone's been fighting for is now delivered to just be like, okay. Make sure that the delivery is also there. Because what's the fight at the end of it? It's just, I told you so. So let's keep those I told you so's to a minimum.
Is there any women out there we like to work with in the future that's on the indie scene?
In the indie scene, there's a few women that I would love to work with. I want to work with everyone because I'm going to learn something from everybody. And so there's – see, here's the thing, right? So me personally, like, I'm on my own mission to, like, make sure all my dreams come true, make sure that I do everything that I want to do and succeed at it and do it with integrity. And I want to wrestle those women that are going to give me competition. I'm not interested in the melodramatic part. So if we're all for women empowerment and moving and getting where we want to go, those are the women that I want to wrestle. And if you're coming with the melodramatic part of it, then I'm not interested in it. So that's, I would love, there's Athena. I'll say that because I love her and I am interested in eventually being able to wrestle. There's Hanya that I'm interested, Mercedes, Ivelisse. There's a lot, there's Sarita or Dark Angel, who I would absolutely be honored to wrestle. But there's a lot of women. There's a lot of great women in the independent circuit right now. And I would love to just do my work and get to them. I'm not looking for any shortcuts or any easy ways to get to them. And I'm going to work my butt off, and I'm going to make each and every one of those women part of my goals to get to.
Also, do you have any plugs for any upcoming shows or any other events?
Yes, of course I do. Of course I do. House of Glory Student Showcase, April 24th, just a few weeks away, 8 o'clock bell time, 7 o'clock doors open. May 29th, we have High Intensity 4. Same hours, 8 o'clock bell time, 7 o'clock doors open. You are not going to want to miss either one. Come support wrestling. Come support House of Glory. And support dreams, most of all. And support wrestling. And Jade. Yes.
Definitely. And it's just been an honor for you to come on here to represent House of Glory. There's also I still remember the first other student and trainer of House of Glory, Ariella Nix, that came on also to promote House of Glory several months ago. She's also improving also at House of Glory. She does a good job as being a Hill valet manager also.
Yes. Jade and Ariella, we are in House of Glory, but we stay very far away from each other. She is a heel valet and manager, but we just stay away from each other. We don't have any personal issues or anything, and she is improving, but we stay far away from each other.
You never know in the what the future holds, though.
You never know, you know. I'm all for women empowerment, so for her to improve, Ariella's Ariella, and I'm all for progression.
I'm definitely. And it's just so much of an honor for you to be on here on the Represent House of Glory for our fans and listeners out there.
Yes, thank you for having me. This is really great, what you do and being able to give us a voice and speak to the wrestling fans and promote our school and things like that. So you give us a platform to have a voice, and we appreciate you for that too.
Right.
So anyone interested, I'm sorry.
You can go right ahead. You can go right ahead.
If anyone out there is listening and you are a fan of wrestling or have dreams of being a wrestler or have dreams at all, make sure that you work hard, you follow your dreams, and if you're interested in wrestling, make sure that you do it at House of Glory, and you can find all of the information at houseofgloryonline.com, and we would love to have you.
Yes, definitely. And definitely, Wrestling X Factor Radio is the we like the home of the steeple in this business. Also, we definitely put over the future talent of this business. Also, definitely a platform.
Wayne, are you in New York?
No, I'm not in New York.
Where are you located at?
In Baltimore.
You're gonna have to come
Even
and make your way down to a House of Glory show.
Yeah, I definitely will. I definitely been ordering your the last two shows definitely online, and definitely interesting also.
Okay, well, you know what? You're gonna have to put in a vacation or something and make your way down to enjoy one in person.
Yeah, definitely. New York is like my second hometown. I spend some of my life there also. I still have family out there in the Bronx and in Staten Island. So,
okay.
Yeah. Definitely one day want to take a trip up there to see House of Glory, definitely. And,
okay.
And just have a real good time watching some excellent works. Hello, Jade?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I just seen it. I thought we lost you for a second.
No, I'm here.
Right. And if you... you can come back to the show anytime to if you want to discuss, you know, about any events or wrestling or even to put over House of Glory some more or their talent anytime you want.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And since this is House of Glory week, it's only right that I say tomorrow, all you listeners, make sure that you're back here at the same time with Wrestling It Factor Radio, and you'll have Cashflow Inc.'s Ken Broadway on. So make sure you guys check back in.
Right. No doubt. Ken got that cash flow.
Only because he's from House of Glory, but I stay far away from him, too. So we're from the same school, but, you know, some people you just kind of just stay away from. But since we're talking House of Glory and the people in there, he'll be on tomorrow, and this is Wrestling It Factor Radio, so.
Definitely, no doubt. Jay, you have a wonderful night.
All right, you too. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Have a good one. Ladies and gentlemen, that was House of Glory member Jade. If you're interested for this interview, you can download it at Blog Talk Radio on the Wrestling X Factor radio.com or at blogtalkradio.com or also on Facebook, Wrestling X Factor radio show page, and also a Wrestling X Factor group page where you can also preview archives or even for this show, the last recent show. So this is Wayne Benitez signing off later.
Watch out now.
Yeah.
Songs on, I gotta get my brother on some thoughts on. All the three buckets on me, but we getting more dough. Off the bus, you getting jelly, pulling more hoes off the look, you getting jelly. You wanna hate me, cause your wifey wants an autograph. I'm looking in her eyes, I can see she wants more than that. When I see her asses, I make fat passes like quarterback. Beat nuts and all of that, your shit for the whack. Don't think I'm dead, I have you fooling with my cheddar. Hard rock, ever since junior high, swell, I fly fella. Taking my beats to make your crowd get up, I'm fed up. Niggas wanna bring it,
whatever.
With a grenade, now you flapping like a mermaid, yapping off with your cough and the lips while I'm at the bar, bagging the bartender tips, and I back this chick with a high in the eye, she did the butterfly, rubbing her ass against my button fly, I could already imagine my shit stuck inside, every time I strike, haters be like that fucking guy, out that joke, it's hard for you to swallow, it don't take much for us to let the metal holler.
Yeah.